President and CEO Philip Tseng says one of the main reasons this conference draws such a strong contingent of both producers and exporters is the opportunity to hear firsthand reports from USMEF's international directors and foreign office staff.
I think what the international directors bring to the table is the direct reality of what's going on in these markets. And obviously, that is an eye or a window to the markets that you don't have if you're back here in the United States. Everybody has opinions about the markets, but they actually bring the facts to the industry. So because this is our strategic planning conference, we need as much realistic information as we can possibly have, and our directors do bring that. I think everyone realizes that the driver of growth and profitability in our industry is the export market. So obviously with our overseas directors and personnel coming from well overseas, we'll have a direct account of what's going on in the various markets, whether it be in the Western Hemisphere, Asia, or the European theater.
At Friday's closing business session, USMEF will elect its new officer team, but there will also be a panel discussion in which USMEF members will receive an update on some of today's key trade issues.
Two of the most celebrated issues right now are TPP and TTIP. These are the trade agreements both for Asia and for the European theater. In addition to that, there's a lot of issues that we deal with that are non-tariff trade barrier type issues, issues that pertain to access to these markets that can keep us out. There's just a myriad of issues that we deal with on a day-to-day basis in the international marketplace, and so these will also be discussed on Friday morning.
For updates on USMEF Strategic Planning Conference, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.